from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting a wide-ranging news conference from the new president. President Trump's first solo press conference since his inauguration 4 weeks ago was not a low-key event yesterday. VOA's Bill Gallo reports from the White House.
It was an unprecedented back and forth between a U.S. president and the reporters who cover him. Donald Trump began by naming a replacement for a cabinet choice who withdrew because of opposition within his own Republican Party. Touted his accomplishments so far.
We have made incredible progress. I don't think there's ever been a president elected who in this short period of time has done what we've done.
And delivered a constant barrage of criticism for the media.
The press honestly is out of control. The level of dishonesty is out of control.
That was just in the first 5 minutes of the 77 he spent with the media. Trump was asked repeatedly about reports that his campaign advisors were in regular contact with Russia.
Russia is fake news. Russia, this is fake news put out by the media.
And he said it could hurt any relationship he might develop with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Bill Gallo, The White House.
At a meeting of NATO members in Brussels, U.S. Defense Chief James Mattis ruled out any military collaboration between the U.S. and Russia because of current conditions not being ideal. Relations have reached their lowest point since the Cold War because of Moscow's alleged meddling in last year's U.S. elections and its continued aggression toward Ukraine. Officials confirmed Friday that local Islamic State affiliates have attacked and killed at least 18 government soldiers in eastern Afghanistan. The deadly clash occurred in Dabala, where Afghan forces have recently launched a counter-IS offensive with American air support. Provincial security sources said that a large group of IS loyalists staged the surprise assault against Afghan National Army outposts from three directions. At least eight Daesh fighters were also killed and 12 others were wounded. This is VOA News. United Nations aid agencies warn that they have a two-month window of opportunity in drought-stricken Somalia in which to increase emergency assistance for millions of people and avert a catastrophe. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The United Nations estimates half of Somalia's population, or 6.2 million people, are threatened by the drought which is spreading from the hard-hit northern regions. Over the past week, representatives of the World Food Program and the UN Children's Fund visited some of the worst affected areas in the northern Puntland region. WFP country director Laurent Bouquera says in one village, about 500 women and children were living precariously in makeshift huts surrounded by dead livestock.
The severity, the spread of the drought and of the situation this time around is bigger, is larger geographically than what happened in 2010-11.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
UNICEF projects the number of severely malnourished children in Somalia could reach 270,000 over the coming months. Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair outlined his mission to persuade people to rise up and change their minds on Brexit, arguing that the vote to leave the European Union poses a threat to the future of the country, even though that's what people voted for.
But the people voted without knowledge of the terms of Brexit. As these terms become clear, it is their right to change their mind. Our mission is to persuade them to do so.
Current Prime Minister Theresa May has vowed to trigger Article 50 and start the process of leaving the EU next month. She's also warned politicians against disrupting the process. However, in his first major political intervention since the vote last June, Blair issued a rallying cry to opponents of Brexit, saying there was little clarity over what the vote meant when the referendum took place.
Our challenge is to expose relentlessly what that cost is, to show how the decision was based on imperfect knowledge, which will now become informed knowledge.
Blair served as prime minister from 1997 to 2007. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence visits Munich and Brussels during the next few days, his first overseas trip since being sworn into office last month. A senior White House foreign policy advisor says the trip is an opportunity for the vice president to reassure American allies and partners and also lay out Trump administration priorities for the transatlantic relationship. And South Korean authorities have arrested the 48-year-old head of Samsung, Lee Jae-yong, in connection with his alleged role in the corruption scandal that led to the impeachment of President Park Geun-hye. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.